With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Will there be an August recess for senators this year? President Trump asking Senate Majority Leader John Thune to cancel the recess in order to confirm his executive and judicial appointments. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says President Trump just keeps racking up the wins.
Change has come to Washington. There's no doubt to that. Your list speaks to all of the change. The border is closed. There were zero entries in the last month. That's the second month in a row, I believe, with zero entries. And the deportations are beginning. And in fact, they're having such an impact already that some people are getting wary of them. That's actually a sign of success for Trump.
And he adds, it's hard to believe just how much President Trump has accomplished.
When you look at what voters said were their priorities in the 2024 election, bringing radical change to Washington, reviving the American economy, and dealing with the migration crisis that ensued from a four-year open border under Joe Biden. Trump has made great gains in all three of these dimensions of policy.
Mixed reaction in Britain. News coming out of London today. That is, the government is lowering the voting age from 18 down to 16. Authorities in L.A. say the driver of that vehicle that plowed into dozens of young people on a sidewalk in front of a club appeared to have done so intentionally. He reportedly had been kicked out of the nightclub earlier in the evening. Authorities in Texas say now just three people are missing, down from nearly 100 in the flooding. The announcement comes after people who had been reported missing have since been accounted for. The official death count is 135. This is SRN News. Your pastor, no doubt, needs a little more time.
The Barna Group has been researching ways that congregations can make life easier for clergymen, and one thing it has discovered is that work-life balance is a problem. Over 70% of Protestant pastors say it's tough to devote enough time to both their work and their family. Barna advises leaders within the congregation to talk to the pastor about how they can lift a few duties off of him, so as to alleviate the work-life stress that may be accruing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal agency responsible for enforcing laws against workplace discrimination will allow complaints filed by transgender workers to move forward, shifting course from earlier guidance that indefinitely stalled such cases. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says if new transgender worker complaints involve hiring, discharge, or promotion, then they will be investigated. This is SRN News. With daily combat on the rise, correspondent Mike Hempen says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hopes for peace talks with Russia in the coming days. But right now, nothing is assured, and it doesn't look promising.
The two sides have held two rounds of talks, but aside from agreeing to swap thousands of dead and seriously wounded troops, they have made no progress toward ending the war. Zelensky says in a post on X that Russia fired over 300 drones and more than 30 cruise missiles in an attack overnight into Saturday. At least one person died. It's part of Russia's stepped-up bombing campaign that now has it hitting Ukraine with more drones in a single night than it did during some months last year. Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 71 Ukrainian drones overnight into Saturday. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details at srnnews.com.